What's up, everybody? Joshua Thomas Gray here with another episode of We Are Human. This is Mark. I'm Josh. I just said that. What's going on here? It feels like it's been a while, guys. And in fact, that's because it has. We haven't podcasted since we were in Guatemala. Also, we are going to start having guests again at some point, but we're kind of just waiting to re-kick into what I would consider like season two of the podcast. Today, however, Mark and I are going to talk a little bit of the coronavirus, a little bit about traveling, and I kind of want to talk through YouTube strategy, if you're down.
Whoa.
Whoa. But first, Mark, how are you? That's what everybody really wants to know.
Everybody, all you in the peanut gallery who are wondering how I'm doing, I'm doing good, dude. Just it's so amazing and nice in Bellingham, and it's everything I love it and want it to be: sunny, bright, but without it being 200 degrees. And so, just saying how it is. Heck, it's nice. Dude. It's awesome.
In the time change, this is like the best part of the year.
Yeah. Totally. It's just like stating the obvious, you know, we're going into spring out of these cold, yeah, dreary days. I mean, it's crazy. Actually, I was looking at sunset and sunrise times. Currently, yeah, the sunrise is at 7:27 and sunset is at 7:09.
Dang.
That's incredible.
That's great.
Getting almost 12 hours of broad daylight.
Getting back into the time where filming actually makes sense. Where, it's not, totally. Where you don't have 4 hours of sunlight.
Yeah. And those 4 hours is cloudy and rainy and yeah. Anyways.
Heck yeah. All right. Well, obviously we should spend some time talking about this coronavirus because we are experts. And everything we say, you should probably listen to, take some notes, and
oh, gosh,
and follow very clearly what we say you should do.
Do we have any background in the medical field? Not at all, but we know everything. So
we know everything. I dropped out of high school. Trust me. So on point with what we should do as a country and as like a global community of people during this kind of a situation.
Dude, I'm just gonna go right into it because I think you just touched up on some really great things. Number one, I'd like to quote Elon Musk for this. Elon Musk has said a couple of really interesting things about this corona thing. Number one, he tweeted, "This coronavirus panic is dumb."
Of course he would.
But check this out. So he did say not too long ago on the Joe Rogan podcast, he said, "I'd rather die as an optimist and be wrong than die as a pessimist and be right."
And he was talking about AI in that situation.
AI simulation stuff. And hey, like, I love that. That resonated with me so deeply because I feel like I'm that kind of a person, and I think Josh, you are too, where you're like, even though I'm maybe wrong, but I'd rather be an optimist and die
definitely
that way. So I think there's something to say about this whole coronavirus thing. It may be real, people are dying, and that's unfortunate, but I'm standing on the behalf of, like, I want to be an optimist, and even if that might mean that I'm wrong, rather than being a pessimist and, well, there's not a whole lot that we could do. And number two, I do want to touch up on what you just said in terms of, you're like, listen to what we're saying for the whole country to do and for the global community of humanity. And I love that, actually, because I think for once we have an enemy that all of us can agree on.
Whoa, Mark, you're just coming and swinging these quotes from Elon Musk, just dropping things. Okay, keep going. This is getting real.
I mean, I just, like, I love that because I was thinking, like, the other night, I was like, dude, how often is it that we have, like, all of humanity is being fought against out of nowhere with something that is so beyond our comprehension. Like, we're so advanced as a species that this rarely happens. However, this thing comes out of nowhere and we have very limited amount of information and data on it. But the really awesome thing about that is that all of humanity is on the same playing field and we're all right. in this together. And it's cool to see that we're now learning from each other. We're all taking information from each other. We're all trying to help each other out to limit this outbreak that's happening. So there's like this sense of like actually global community. Like, I don't remember the last time that's happened. Even in something as simple as like, I mean, anything like the Olympics, the sports, which should be this like global, like coming together of like a friendly competition or, you know, whatever. Like, I can't even think of the last time this has happened.
Right. Yeah. That's actually super interesting how you're actually taking this and bringing it somewhere that's meaningful, but it's true. Like, it's when something like this happens, it actually is unifying the world. Like, different countries are working with each other right now in trying to figure out how can we contain this, how can we help so not to spread it as much, and all of that. And information that's being learned all over the globe is being shared all over the globe because that's just what's best for everybody. And so, yeah, I mean, I hope everyone can understand that we were, you know, joking. We don't know what we're talking about. Obviously, take the precautions that we are learning about as the information is coming in. But I have to agree 1,000,000% on that quote that Elon Musk gave, which I agree with that on AI as well. We don't know. That could be literally the end of humanity. But there's really nothing we can do about it. And in fact, Elon tried everything he could to do something about it and realized it's just going to happen if it's going to happen. So I need to stop freaking out about it. And to correlate that in this situation now, because that kind of was the 2019 freak out, is that AI is going to take over and we're all going to die. And then everybody forgot about that. So now we kind of need something new. And the coronavirus comes along. Not to downplay, it is real. It is going around. It's spreading. It came out of nowhere. We don't know what it is. So take your precautions. But at the same time, we're going to jump into it. Tickets to New York City are $75 right now. If you just hop on Google Flights and look anywhere, like, flying is so, so incredibly cheap right now. And the chances that you like get coronavirus and then die, like, you should go buy some lotto tickets, because the likelihood of that is so minuscule if you are a healthy young person, that right at this very moment, I'm thinking we should buy some tickets and start planning out the next few episodes for the YouTube channel and get some half off, if not a quarter of the price flights that, by the way, some of you can buy months from now. And the thing too, if in months from now this gets worse and it becomes a real problem that could actually affect us and be not a good idea, we could just cancel our tickets. No big deal. But right now, every ticket is on massive discount. It's insane.
And not only that, which I may have gotten this completely wrong, but I believe United is offering people, if they buy by March 31st, they're offering people for the rest of the entire year, they're offering people the opportunity to reschedule and rechange their flights at zero, no fees, totally. Which regularly that would cost you pretty much the same as another ticket almost. Yeah. But now they're just offering it for free, but you have to buy it within before March 31st. But still, there's opportunities and discounts.
Basically,
in light of this.
I think American Airlines, I think a lot of the airlines are doing this, which is actually, I really commend them. One, because they're already having to sell tickets super cheap, so they're losing out on money right there. But then two, what one really nice thing about that is if you get sick, you would potentially debate going on a flight because you already paid for it. So it's really, really nice to see airlines doing the right thing and allowing people to have no stress and be able to not feel like they're going to lose out on their money by not taking a flight if they have, you know, any symptoms of being sick. So that actually is super cool that the airlines are doing that. But yeah, that's another reason of like, book some tickets, get going. If I was 60 years old and I had like any one of the other types of things that make you higher at risk, probably wouldn't be saying that. And then the other thing is also not being ignorant and being like, I'm young and healthy, so I'm going to be fine. Because if I get it, and then if I give it to old people or somebody else, that's not cool either. But like what you said, not living in fear, not just constantly going through like worst case scenario, going out and buying like 20 things of hand sanitizer and toilet paper for I don't know what, so that no one else can have any. If you're going to quarantine yourself, you probably don't need that much. I don't totally understand.
I mean, I know that the deaths for Corona are pretty low right now, and the percentage of it is pretty low, but it's extremely contagious, and the effects of it on, let's say, even the stock market, businesses is massive. So, and the ability for the health department to deal with it is, the World Health Organization is freaking out right now.
Yeah, I guess the risk would be like if we did travel and got sick, even if it wasn't coronavirus, we'd probably be quarantined. So then we'd be stuck in that place for that, 2 weeks.
Now that is true, actually. They probably wouldn't let you leave the country.
Probably not. So that could actually really suck.
Even if you just peeped a little sneeze, they would just like, dude, get off.
Yeah, the other thing that could happen is they like the whole United States could do a lockdown, so we could be out of country, and they could literally have a lockdown where it's like, well, we're not letting anybody in or out, so you have to wait until we're done. So there's that risk too, right? So there's definitely like some of those things just to save a couple $100 on a flight.
I mean.
But the least of my personal worries would be dying from the coronavirus.
Yeah. It would just
a bigger thing is me getting it somehow. But this is not because I'm traveling. Just like here where I live, if I got it and I didn't know, and I just keep going out onto public events and stuff like that, and if somehow I give it to somebody else, that's way more of a fear.
Yeah.
Because I'm a 30-year-old healthy man. Like, I'm very unlikely, even if I get it, to die.
Yeah.
But spreading it more, that isn't cool. I wouldn't be down with that.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. I mean, I could just feel like...
I think that's...
Yeah, spreading it and just being sick, going through the hospital, the tests... It's just such a big inconvenience and just a pain. You know, it's just a waste of time.
Did you have anything to add to the upcoming content creation?
Not a whole lot. I mean, I know. Regardless, whatever happens, the episodes are still going to come. We'll figure out a way, whether that's going when the flights are cheap, or you know, when this all passes.
I know. I'm thinking, wouldn't it kind of be fun to like just capitalize on and add it into the mix of the show? So everything we've talked about, what if we shoot 48-hour episodes? So like, let's go to New York, $75. 48 hours. Here's the next thing that I want to add to the mix. Well, Kristen actually came up with this idea. What if there was an element of a scavenger hunt?
I'm listening.
You see? I'm listening. Okay, so I don't know what is on the list. Potentially, I don't even know where we're going, but that might be a little bit difficult. So let's, just for simplicity's sake, I kind of know where I'm going. We're going to go to New York City, but I'm given an envelope that has like 12 things that we have to do in the 48 hours that we're in New York City. Things like as simple as, you know, going to the best coffee shop in town and getting whatever kind of drink, trying it, something that they're like famous for. Another super simple thing as like going to the iconic, you know, building, go up on the top of it. But then if we can try to like throw in some weird things too.
Yeah.
I like just that. To like throw a loop in it. And maybe even potentially like, yeah, I don't know. I kind of like this idea though.
I kind of do too. There's an objective to it.
Right. It would make it a lot more entertaining to watch. And you get to see me try to accomplish it. We don't know if I'm going to get all 12.
Yeah.
But we're also showing you the things that most likely you would want to do if you went to New York.
Yeah.
But I think we could shoot it the same exact way that we've been doing. Well, been doing what we figured out in Guatemala. The only difference is, imagine if we were on our own schedule and if we were basically on a scavenger hunt in Guatemala City.
Yeah.
I feel like that would make it 10 times more entertaining.
Yeah, I agree.
So we're running around, we're running around Guatemala City, and we have like an actual itinerary that I don't know about until we get there. And we have to figure it out and like go do all these things. And some of those could still include like bringing in the element of like meeting up with a nonprofit and like, you know, that kind of stuff. I just don't know who would make this list.
I mean, the person who came up with this idea.
My super smart wife. She should make the list.
I don't know. I'm just like throwing it out there.
But dude, imagine how... Okay, so say I book some tickets to New York because they're cheap as heck. We meet up with Caleb Ralston for like a couple hours one day, and he joins us as we try to accomplish a couple of these tasks. I just think it just would make it way more watchable and way more enjoyable. We're literally doing the same exact thing. The only difference is we go into it not knowing what the things are that we're trying to accomplish and that we actually have an objective. Like, we need to do these 10 things as opposed to showing up and doing 10 things, but there wasn't a sense of like, are we going to be able to do it and do we have to do it? It's just you do it because where this, it's the unknown, not knowing any of those things, what they are and how to do them. And then two, like, you want to try to get all 10 of them done or however many there are. And it's unknown until the end of the episode if you do it or not.
This is very scalable too.
It's so much easier. There's so much less thinking and planning and pre-production.
And there's so much more potential for engagement.
Well, yeah, even just think about the thumbnail and title.
Well, I mean, engagement in terms of like, imagine if you had somebody random send it to you who you've never seen before.
Totally. If I would probably watch most of it. If we were running around New York City trying to do all 10 of those things that we just opened an envelope and learned about after we landed, so we're in the airport in New York City, and then we open to figure out what we're going to do that day. Dude, I think we don't even book hotels until we're there because
we might need to be in a certain part of the city to be able to be strategic on things. So we literally could just book tickets. That's it. And then when we're there, we have 48 hours to figure it all out.
It's true.
But I don't... Okay, there's two things about it that I really like. Or two... I don't know. Here are some of my thoughts. One, I like it because it makes it a lot more fun. And it can be a lot more high energy and more like... consumable, something like what you literally just said. If somebody randomly sent this to some random or to somebody that had never seen us, there is a much higher chance that they'd actually enjoy and watch the video, as opposed to the recent travel stuff that we've done where it's pretty easy just to stop watching after like a minute because you're like, all right, cool. They're just like running around doing who knows what. I don't even know what they're going to be doing.
I mean,
where this,
yeah, go for it.
This, you would know what we're doing within 30 seconds. And then we would start ticking off the things that we're supposed to be doing. Plus, we're going to places and showing you things that if you were to go to this place, you should probably check it out too. And it's fun. Or it's just stupid and elaborate. So you wouldn't ever do it, but it's interesting. So you kind of want to see it. What I'm afraid of, which I don't think I'm that afraid of, is it losing the whole entire heart and meaning behind everything that we actually want to be doing, which is, you know, sharing humanity and stories and stuff like that. I don't think that's a legitimate worry.
I mean, it is, but at the same time, I think with a careful scavenger planner,
right,
that could definitely totally could be pre-planned and
right
and implemented very, very easily in a way that's,
I think so.
In a way that might actually push you more out of your comfort zone because you're not clinging to a nonprofit, which I think in the scope of this whole travel nonprofit, the nonprofit is like a safe haven where
right
you're very much, yeah, you're often, you, I mean, yeah, yes, you are dealing with some pretty extreme cases and people who are in need of help, and you're dealing with a lot of the messy stuff and the hope and whatnot, but there's also like a very safe experience about it that maybe
yeah.
venturing from might actually push you to want to. I mean, think about if you just went to Iraq with no landed and
right.
nothing.
Right.
That, I mean, that the thought of that is still freaky to me. I mean, not in the sense of like, I'm scared of the people there or whatever, but it just
right.
intensifies the whole experience.
Right. Dude, I'm pumped. I'm ready. I'm going to book some tickets right now. We're going to do this.
We should just book him like right now.
As we're on the podcast. No, I think we're good. Unless you have more to talk about.
Yeah, I know. That was great. That was all.
This is going to be great. We should definitely just keep doing. I know we already said we're going to keep doing this, but the podcast for sure can be weekly. So you can definitely expect weekly. We should pick a day. I don't think we need to decide that right now, but for sure weekly at a specific day, we'll start dropping podcasts, and pretty soon we've been reaching out and putting together a list of people to be on the podcast. So that will be coming soon as well. But for now, Mark and I can just kind of talk about what's going on and what we're thinking about. I feel like that was great. Anything to add?
Yeah. I'd rather die as an optimist than be wrong, than die as a pessimist and be right.
Boom. All right. On that note, we'll see you all next week. Now I'm going to go book some tickets to a whole bunch of places. So hopefully we don't die, but hey, if we do, we had some fun. All right. Oh, we should say the things like subscribe, leave us 5-star reviews, raving about how we gave you the best medical advice you've ever heard in your entire life. how we saved you millions of dollars on travel because we told you to travel while there's a massive outbreak going on in the world. And what other things should people do? Share this with their friends. All right, we're out.
Peace.